here's a story from The World.
A new president means new funding priorities, starting with money to help the world adapt to the impacts of climate change.
We've reached the point where it is an absolute fact that it's cheaper to invest in preventing damage, or minimizing it at least, than cleaning up.
Special Presidential Envoy for Climate, John Kerry, speaking at a virtual UN summit yesterday, one of his first appearances since the Biden administration announced it would rejoin the UN climate agreement.
So we're proud to be back. We come back, I want you to know, with humility for the absence of the last 4 years, and we'll do everything in our power to make up for it.
The event was aimed at rallying funds for adaptation, in other words, money to build seawalls, relocating vulnerable populations, or combating urban heat. The UN says right now it costs developing countries $70 billion a year to adapt to climate change, and that could skyrocket up to $300 billion in the next decade. Kerry stressed that cutting greenhouse gas emissions fast is essential for those vulnerable communities.
There is simply no adapting to a 3 or 4 degree world except for the very richest and most privileged. At the same time, we have to also build resilience to protect communities from the impacts of climate change that are already built in to the emissions that are in the atmosphere.
Kerry pledged to make good on money promised under previous administrations. The U.S. owes $2 billion to a UN Green Climate Fund. At the same event, the president of Gabon, Ali Bongo Ondimba, spoke about the human side of adapting to climate change.
The devastating effects of climate change are on the rise, especially on the African continent. Unchecked, climate change would create hundreds of millions of climate refugees in Africa by the middle of the century.
2021 is considered essential for the success of the Paris Climate Agreement. Countries are expected to make new pledges for carbon emission cuts by the end of the year. And right now, all eyes are on the United States.
From PRX.